A couple of aggressive storm systems will likely move across the northern plains and a part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next 5 days or so. These storm systems will be aggressive in the sense of producing some significant snowfall in the northern parts of the region, and a mix of precipitation types will occur in more southern locations. Both of these events, though, will leave the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt unaffected and mostly dry. Now, there will be a few showers in some of those areas, but the amount of precipitation that occurs will probably not be all that impressive. Kansas and Missouri will pick up on perhaps a few showers late on Saturday into early Sunday, but that will be pretty much the only time period that a meaningful amount of moisture may occur in that particular region. The first storm system that is expected will come in to parts of North Dakota and Minnesota during the course of the day today, and overnight tonight is when the precipitation will become more significant. The precipitation will then occur on Friday across a big part of the northern and eastern portions of the Midwest, ending on Saturday, and in response to this, we'll likely see the atmosphere generating moisture totals that will run anywhere from a tenth upwards to four, maybe five-tenths of an inch in a few locations. Areas from North Dakota to Wisconsin will likely see the bulk of the precipitation, and much of it will occur as snow. The snow accumulations run 2 to 6 and some local amounts to 8 inches possibly in this particular event. As the storm system, though, reaches into the lower eastern Midwest, the amount of precipitation will diminish quite a bit. We'll look for totals running upwards to a quarter of an inch, and snowfall probably not much more than 3 or 4 inches at the most. There will be a wintry mix of precipitation in some of the southern areas where we'll see a little rain and snow, as well as perhaps a little bit of freezing rain occurring as the system pushes through those areas, and that will occur during the day on Friday. Behind this will be a weak high-pressure system that will follow into the region on Saturday night into Sunday, but it'll be a fast-moving event as well, and some precipitation may linger in the Ohio River Valley while that system passes by through the Great Lakes region. Right behind it, though, will be a second storm system, and this one is likely to have its roots in Montana and will be a better developed storm system when it comes into the upper Midwest, which is likely to occur late Sunday night into Monday. The storm system could produce a generalized snow event, again in the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin, including portions of the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, northern Iowa, parts of Wisconsin. And as the system moves further to the east, it will generate showers and thunderstorms across the eastern Midwest, and a chance for a little bit of light snowfall at the very end of the storm system as the colder air pushes in behind it. We'll not likely see a lot of accumulating snow with this particular event in the lower parts of the Midwest, and most of it will be confined to the upper parts of the region. Those upper areas could end up with some near blizzard conditions if this low pressure system is as well defined as it has been suggested to be. Temperatures behind this event, in fact, in general, will likely be trending colder. We'll likely see the temperatures here over the next couple of days warming up. In fact, a rather dramatic, impressive rise in temperatures will occur across the southern half of the plains over the next 24 to 48 hours. Afternoon highs on Friday will be in the 80s as far north as northern Kansas, and possibly near 90 in a couple of spots in Texas. In contrast to that, temperatures may struggle to get above zero in portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota as we get into the day on Saturday. Well, most of the Midwest will see high temperatures today in the 30s and 40s, except in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, where some 50 and 60 degree readings are likely. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 60s and some 70s across the same areas, with a few 80s perhaps in eastern Kansas. In contrast, highs in the far north will be limited to the 20s and 30s, with a few teens in northwestern Minnesota. Temperatures will continue to cool down as we move forward in time. The coolest weather will likely occur early next week, when most of the Midwest will be below average once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.